This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. In a Western Massachusetts newspaper a few months ago, a little announcement mentioned the startup of a Middle Eastern music group. No auditions were necessary, just an interest, an instrument, and a willingness to be directed. The first performance of the Pioneer Valley Arabic Music Ensemble is this week, as New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
Let's do the last two times with the refrain.
The group's had formal rehearsals every other week since early October, mostly in this house in Northampton, where all the couches and chairs are up against the walls in order to fit about 20 musicians. Arabic music is traditionally played in a taht, a small ensemble that may include a singer, someone on percussion, an oud, which is a short-necked lute, a kanun, an 80-string instrument sometimes held on your lap, and a nai, which is a wooden flute. All those are here, plus some other instruments like accordions, guitars, an upright bass, and many singers. These people of varying musical skill are working with a young and very much in-demand musician named Laith Sadiq.
And actually, I didn't expect to have this big group.
26-year-old Sadiq was born in Iraq and raised in Jordan. He also teaches at Tufts and leads other Arabic music ensembles. This fall, he and his violin have flown off to Switzerland, Spain, and San Antonio to perform. So why is he driving out to Western Mass every 2 weeks? It's not about the money. He feels a responsibility.
So more about understanding the melody, the lyrics, the meaning, the cultural background of the song, for it to be a really kind of rounded experience about what Arab music really is and where it comes from.
Several people here have studied with Sadiq before, but had to haul themselves to Eastern Mass to work with him.
And it was great. But the drive was, horrible.
If anyone can be called the founder of this ensemble, it's Sharon Arslanian, whose house we're in. Her instrument is the nai. After 6 or so years, she still calls herself a beginner. Arslanian spent a career teaching dance at Greenfield Community College. She says she first fell in love with Arabic music when she was a dance major in college and went in search of something more than modern dance and ballet. Belly dancing, all the rage in the 70s, was also a way to make some money.
I was just a natural at it, and that led me into working in nightclubs, so that's how I got started, hearing the music.
And decades later, Arslanian was the one who asked Sadiq to essentially turn this group of teachers and home healthcare aides and engineers and electricians into a cohesive ensemble.
Actually, I'll ask the singers to go to the other room and maybe go over the pronunciation while we do this.
Only one singer really speaks Arabic, Sayanora Timon, an Arabic teacher at two colleges in the area, and she took it upon herself to help out her fellow singers.
Hafn. So this is the ha letter, so
the ensemble has several musicians who also play klezmer, a style of Jewish music that originated in Eastern Europe, including Peggy Davis, who plays flute.
So I love hearing the connections in music. There was a time when Jewish musicians from Romania went to Turkey and Istanbul. They learned the music there. They came back. It got very popular and it spread throughout Eastern Europe.
Music's ability to travel across borders has not gone unobserved in this crowd, says Timon, who was born in Egypt.
Usually Arabs will not sit with Jews, for example, okay, because of the problems in the Middle East and the politics and stuff. But here, you think that you're all one family and you start to think, oh, you know what's in common, more than what's making us fight all the time.
Let's do kind of the oud playing that.
Only a few of the musicians own the complexities of the half flats and the half sharps of the Arabic music scale. But the biggest challenge at this point is getting everyone to slow down.
Have you ever ridden a camel before?
For a camel to stop and sit down, Sadiq tells them, it really takes a while.
It really needs to feel like that least.
Sadiq, who was initially trained on classical violin, told the group a story about how he was taught to play every note. It makes sense to most in the room. But when Sadiq began playing Arabic music professionally, he was told, don't play every note. Arslanian says, when the ensemble heard that, most of them drew a huge sigh of relief.
It's a different kind of music because it's based on one melody that everybody's playing. It's not on harmony.
Though you do need to learn how to weave in and out of that melody. This ensemble may just naturally master another characteristic of Arabic music, which doesn't measure itself in technical perfection, but in feeling. Tarab refers to the state of ecstasy you might experience when listening or playing. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.